Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav, Gistra. Okay, Gistra, Gistra. No, it's new Mishnah, we didn't do this. Gistra, Shanit, Shanim says, Pekiv Shan Ashla, Digmur Malach, Tatahira. A Gistra that was sound in the oven before it was complete, this Tahira. What is the Gistra? Let's take a look at the Rav, Rav Mishnah, Yeshever Klicheres. A broken piece of pottery. Anything that's been broken into two pieces, by definition, is called the gistra. Of Loshen gistra, gisei means gisei, which means tray. Gisei tray means two pieces. Gisei is a part. Okay, two parts. Shenimsei spakivshin v'lo yadinon im nishbar kodim shenitzraf bekivshon. We do not know if it broke before it was hardened in the oven. So if it broke before, it was never called a utensil. V'sulo mitame v'shom gistera oili achar kach nishbar u'mitame. So it seems to be saying that if something breaks after it was already called a kli, then it's tummy. But if it breaks before it was hardened, when it was still soft, then it's nothing. Why should that be so? What's really the difference? I'm not exactly sure.
I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
We have here, you open up the furnace. In the furnace, you have they're making kalim nonstop. This is the factory.
Okay.
In the factory, they're manufacturing utensils. Now, every once in a while, quality control,
yeah,
they discover something which is not up to industry standards.
It's broken in half.
It's broken
into
half.
Two pieces.
So is it tummy or not? So he seems to be saying that.
Why are the others tummy?
Yeah, the ones that are complete. Of course they're tummy.
Why are they tummy? What was inside that made them tummy?
No, it doesn't mean tummy. It means do they have potential
to
be makabel tumma? Or is it just called a broken piece of garbage?
If it's broken in half,
it's not makabel tumma. But that's only saying that's only.
So we're not sure when that starts, though, you're saying.
Right,
we're not sure when that haschala of it not becoming tummy starts. Does it start after it gets cold already, after it's already baked?
Right.
Or already when it's during the baking process.
Okay, let's see. It's a little confused. Let's see the rav, and then we'll go back and do it again twice. Let's just get a basic gist. Let's see. We find this piece. Here's a gistera. Just look at the picture right away. What is a gistera?
That's not a gistera. It has to be broken in here.
Gistera.
Gistera has to be broken in here.
Here, I guess this is the complete. This is the complete shalim.
That's how it looked. This
means that here is broken. Shever klicheres. V'roy l'kaladelef menabchavis. What could you possibly use it for? You could use it to collect a drip from the roof. A leaky roof. A leaky roof, so it has a function. Being that it has the function, it is makabel tumah. So here is the complete piece,
right,
and here is the broken piece. Now here he shows you exactly the same thing as this. The only difference is shivarech chodim. The broken pieces are ragged. They're uneven. They're uneven. Here compared to this shivarech shavim. You see, it's shavim. This is a broken piece. Here is the complete utensil. Here are two examples of broken utensils. Sometimes a broken utensil.
This is the same as this.
Yeah, the same as this. Just wants to point out shavarech chodim in contrast to this, where shavarech, the broken part, is shavim. It's shavim. It's nice and even all the way around, and the inside has a reddish hue. It looks red inside. That's just a mitzis. When you put something into a furnace and it comes out, it looks red. Okay, we'll see. These are the studies with it. Let's take a look now one more time. Shanim says pakivshan. For lo yadin, we do not know. Im nishbar kodim, we do not know if it broke before. Shenitzraf.
Bikivshan. Was litzraf, was put in?
Hardened. Hardened in the heat of the oven. Now, if it broke before, when they put it into the oven, it broke before it entered the oven, then when it became hard in the oven, because if you create something that is broken, that's not called a utensil.
Right.
But the sulam mitamishum gistura and mimeil it's not mekabel tuma, because it never. This is saying a very big chiddush. If you want to have a broken piece of pottery and you still want to consider it to be a utensil because it has a function, that it's only true if it was lechatchila made like that. If it was left over from a regular utensil, but if you lechatchila make a utensil like that. If you lechatchila try to make a utensil that is a broken utensil, it's too weak by nature to be mekabel tuma.
Okay.
You see what he's saying? Okay. The sula metamishum gisra oil yachar kinishpa. Maybe it broke later, or metama. If this thing broke after it was complete,
it was hardened.
So then, since already it was mekabel adin kli. And now it broke. Okay, so then we take a look. If it still has a function,
correct,
it continues to be mekabel tuma.
Right.
Because it's coming, yes, not from itself. It's coming toras yichus. It has gvald yichus. It's coming from the tata. The tata was a gvald gezach. Tata was a sholim. Tata was shova. All you got left over is a shvacha ma'isis. The shvacha ma'isis still has some tafkin in this world. The mele, it continues to be called a kli that's mekabel tuma. But if lechatchil you put into the oven, it was even though the result is exactly the same, but it never had a koyach from its source, then it's not mekabel tuma. Isn't that a very chiddush?
Yes.
It's a very chiddush. Now, of a sulam in the mishum gisro oy achar kach and nishpard broke later on, umetame v'keitzad mevarere mes hadav. How do we clarify? Royin im hayu shivorecha shavim. If the shivoreha is shavim, it's nice and even. V'toicha madim, and the inside is red. Biyodua, it is certain.
Shenigma
malachta, it was complete. Shnigma malachvi achar kach and nishpard, and then it broke. Or metama, the oven lekibul, because it was made lekibul, shederech lose skistra tachas achavis, because now there's a purpose. You make a gistra tachas achavis under the barrel, the kabel hamashka hanoitet mimena, to accept to use this as a utensil which will receive liquid that drips from the roof. But let's say it was not gistra shnum says bechivshon. Ad shaloi nigma malachta, before nigma malachta is tahira, mish nigma malachta tamea. Does it say anything over here? Yes, for sure, the royal cowl of the bias. Let's take a look at what it says over here in the Bab Peirush. Harav Kosaf. Sheim, shevrecha shav mitoicha ma'adim biyadua shnishbra achar gemar malacha. Now, what does that mean exactly? So it says, "Uvetoisus yamtiv umishnach achreina kasul lehepech." Toisus yamtiv is just the opposite. Shem shemirach shavim nishbra koydim gemar malacha. V'im nishbra achar gemar malacha. Oh, shavirach. But if it breaks afterwards, then shavirach. Because once it's hard, if it's soft and it breaks, then when it breaks even. If you have wet clay,
okay, it's the opposite.
Opposite, and so that's how we know. And the bottom line is that if it's ad shaloi nigmara malachta, if it broke before nigmara malachta, it's tahira. Mishen nigmara malachta tamei. What's called nigmara malachta? Not nigmara malachta. Machlok is the Rav in the Tosfos Yomtiv. The Rav says that the nigmara malachta, when shavach shavim b'toch madim b'yaduah nigmara malachta, it was first nigmara malachta, the achakach nishbara umetama. But if it's shivorecha are broken, and according to the Rav, that's a gistera that was nitma, that was nishbara, that was achar. If it's
a gistera shaloi nigmara malachta.
He's a very strange taich. But ad shaloi nigmara malachta, before nigmara malachta, it's tahira.
Yeah.
Now, but mishen nigma malachta tme.
Yeah.
What does it mean, nigma malachta? Royin im hayu shivrecha shavim. Just a term. Yeah. If the shivrecha shavim, v'toicha madim, inside is red, biyadua.
Shenigma malachta.
the acha kach nishpa, and then it broke. Umetama memelo it's metama. Double the kibul shadoch loskis or tachas achavus kabul mashul and letim mena. Okay, let's take a look at the bottom just to clarify the bottom. Gistera or the hesedu halacha. Okay, so let's go by it. Titrais.
But you said there's a machlokes.
He said the tzaddik shanta is pumfakert.
Opposite. He says tzaddik shanta learning to enter the lashon.
Same thing. Adshla nigma malachta means if you find it in a matzah word broke before nigma malachta like this, he holds this is what it means. Atshloy nigma malachta.
But he holds that wasn't where.
That shloy nigma malachta.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
And that's the Torah.
Yeah, but he said it wasn't. That's not. He said it was done after, not before the shvira happened. Not before, like the Bartanur is learning. According to Bartanur, the shvira happened before it became red, before it became hardened. Whereas because the Shanta falls, it was already hardened and then it broke.
No, he's not saying that hardened. He's see, they're not saying hardened, not hardened. They're just see, it's a little bit confusing. I told you with hard. I don't know. Im nishbarn koydim shenitzraf bekivshon. Let's read that again. V'lo yadin, we do not know im nishraf it broke koydim shenitzraf bekivshon became hard. U'v'shosh shenigmura molachto lo hoyisatoris klia lof. At the time when it became complete, im nishbar koydim shenitzraf it broke before it became hard. Memeil the time that it became hard, u'v'shosh shenigmura molachto lo hoyisatoris klia lof v'su lo metame mishum gistera. First, it became hardened completely. So you have over here a broken piece in the oven. You don't know when it broke. Did it break before it got hard? Or did it break out of here?
Right.
What are the telltale simonim?
If it's smooth or it's red.
And what, okay, those are the simonim. And what does the simonim mean? Does the simonim mean if it's smooth? Does it mean before? Does it mean after?
Smooth means after. Rigid means before.
That's machlekes between the Rav and the Tosfos Yontif. They argue about what this. All we know is what the simonim are. The simonim are smooth versus
rigid.
But what does it mean? Does it mean smooth means it broke before and rigid means it broke after?
So according to the Bartanur,
smooth means after and rigid means before. When? And according to Tosfos Yontif, it's pumfakert. Smooth the other way around. According to Tosfos Yontif, smooth means before it became hardened. Tosfos Yontif. He disagrees with the Rav. The Rav says,
smooth
before the hardened. And the male is going to be tahar.
Right.
And according to the and rigid means it broke after, and it's going to be tamei.
Right.
That's the Tosfos Yontif.
Right.
But the Rav says just the opposite.
So has Tosfos Yontif learned it into
There's no problem with the word. All it says, actually, nigma molachta, if it broke before the molacha was nigmara, tahoira. According to the Tosfos, that means if you find it with smooth edge, if you find it with a smooth edge, that means that it broke before it was hardened. And if you find it mishnigma molach, if you find it with simonim, which indicate that it broke after, which means rigid edges, that means mishnigma molach da tameya. So he says, so the terms, just a question of what are the simonim.
Right. Until 25, we have to have to. My wife told me I have to pick up at 7:30.
Okay. Titrais. What in the world is a titrais? Titrais, kli shuhu minukov milatam a kli shuhu minukov. It's perforated. Milamata, below. Nikovim harbe. Dakim, very, very small. Kimuloy nekev machat. Teeny little holes. Teeny little nose. It has the bottom has teeny little holes. I have a picture. Here it is. You see, here it is. You see, here's the utensil. And on the bottom has teeny little holes. And when you fill it up, what happens? Little drops come out. Okay, that is called a titrais. Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok mitaher. Rabbi Yossi mitame mibneshu kimoitzi ferutois. Let's see what that means. Titrus klishu minukov milamato and has hold in the bottom. Nukav maharbe dakim kumuloy nekev machat. Umulamalo nekev echadumal is one hole. Kumuloy kush. What's a kush? The hainu pelach shanoshim tavospo. It's a spindle which women spin on. uche shememalalim or semayim, and when you fill up the stalitas with water, the other mesim etzve binekev milamala shalay yishlet by haruach. Ein tiba cheres yoytzes men lakavim dakim shalamata shemesets by hamayim yoytzim. Pressure, unbelievable. You fill this up with water, right?
How can but you fill it up? But there's things on the bottom.
The holes are so small
that you can fill it up.
The water doesn't gush out because the holes are so small. And then if you pressurize it by putting your finger, now we all know that in order for whenever the only time water can be released on the bottom is if there is air coming in on top. Physics. So if you fill this thing up with liquid and you put your finger on the very, very top, nothing's going to come out on the bottom. Because the only way something can come out on the bottom is if air goes in to replace it. There is no air going into the bottle, so nothing can come out. So you put your finger on top, nothing is going out. When you release your finger, then all of this drops out. Okay, this is the mitzias. So that's machlekes. So we have this thing called the titros. Rabbi Lezbar Tzadok is of the opinion that it says mitaher. It's not called the utensil. Rabbi Yossi mitame mibneshu kimoitzi fedutas. Let's see quickly. So we know what the gemal. So we do explain. We explain what it means. Rabbi Lezbar mitar lefish nakov bekoines mashka. He holds it's mitayer. Shenakov bekoines mashka. And therefore what? Okay, let's see who writes. Rav Yossi Mitame, Shekachu derech tashmishoi v'choshe beis kibbul. He holds that it's in Bible. He holds since v'amayim amdim al gabe al yidei hanochas etzba. But since your finger is what holds the water in, v'afidu b'lo hanochas etzba eina mayim yitzim ele kimoitzi. Even if you let go, the mind only is going elukamotzi pudus ma'atmat. Pudus means a tiny little tiny amount. Tibach a tipa. And mishamachi lechoshiv nakov. That's what's not called nakov. Kokoinus mashke. Latar bekach valach krabi yosi. So the reason why it's matar is because it has a shear. Kokoinus mashke. If liquid, the bottom line is.
The second one is
right. But the Rabbi Lezer says matar. Why?
Yeah.
Because should nakov. That's a shear. Kokoinus mashke. Liquid goes out.
Right.
So mainly you done.
It's not
a kli kibul. But according to Rabbi Yossi, his mitame, because since nothing goes out when you put your finger on top of it,
even
when you put your finger on top of it, it's only matmati b'chatipa. Memela malacha krabi b'chatipa Rabbi Yossi. Okay, that's the end of the Mishnah, the whole Mishnah. Okay. Gotta go. Okay.